What's coming up? Well, at Darlinghurst Theatre Company, there's a play coming up called In Real Life. And on the phone right now, I've got Julian Lanick, who is the playwright. Julian, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on. A privilege to talk to the person who originated the lovely words that we're going to hear in real life. Now, is it about obsession, technology, digital stuff? Give us a bit of an idea of the arc of this story.
It sort of started a while ago with the director, Luke Rogers, came to me. We studied together at the National Institute of Dramatic Art. He was doing directing, I was doing playwriting, and he got given some money by Griffin Theatre Company to sort of start a play from scratch.
Wow.
He was interested in social media, how that was sort of, whether that was connecting us and sort of just that sort of thematic landscape, which is being discussed in BuzzFeed items, ad infinitum, and just sort of podcasts, but really theatre didn't seem to be tackling it. So, yeah, that's sort of the origin point of it all.
And how do, as an audience, how do we access all this digital stuff without looking at our screens?
I think that's sort of the it's the best challenge. I think theatre is an ancient art form that's been doing okay explaining technology up to this point. So we thought maybe give it a crack at the widest gamut of technology we could. So it's very much the story of a mother who's the inventor of a sort of a be-all MacGuffin-like device, which is it holds all your information, every single bit of it. So academic records, phone numbers, bank accounts, everything you could imagine. And one night after a disagreement, her daughter vanishes from their holiday home, and sort of tracing that story of a daughter, a mother, and what she does to find her daughter and then eventually replace her daughter through technology. So it's a very human story as a way of exploring all these sort of technological dilemmas.
That sounds terrible, replacing your daughter with technology.
Oh, we already do it, surely.
Oh, you're very blasé about something like this. I don't know. What sort of you've got a lovely big stage there at Darlinghurst Theatre. Have you got an interior design for it, or how?
So it's one of those amazing things of being a playwright. It's sort of a very slow form of magic, is the way I think about it. So you sort of write a description of a room in a house. So for me, it was a modernist retreat somewhere in the Australian bush, and the designer, Georgia Hopkins, has done just that. So I've sort of been staring at a model box for the last couple of weeks, and we've just started tech upstairs now, so I'm in the foyer, and it's there, which is
wow.
Kind of nifty. I'm taking all the credit for that. I did it, I wrote the words, and therefore it's there.
So in your mind, as you were imagining all this and coming up with dialogue and so forth, is it what's the impact like when you actually see the stage and go, oh my God, it's come to life?
Oh, it's astounding. It's sort of, since you're even in the rehearsal room, you're sort of working on a tape markup of the set, and then as soon as you have walls, it's suddenly, my brother put it, very semi-permanent. So it becomes very real very suddenly, and you see everyone in the production sort of shift gears into something which is, this is coming, and it's coming at a great rate. So it's very exciting.
And I've wondered, I haven't done all that much writing myself, and I'm just thinking, well, you know, if you write some lines for people and suddenly, you know, a very talented actor actually finds more in the lines than you thought was there, what does that feel like?
Oh, it's brilliant. We're working with two amazing actors now, so Annie Finster and Elizabeth Nabbin. And I sort of got given the advice a little while ago that the reason David Williamson is able to afford a beach house is he takes on the feedback of others. So I think working with better actors makes you a better writer and just makes it a better experience for the audience as well.
Yeah, and what's it like? What's it like, the creative process for a play? Is it different to perhaps writing a book or something? Do you have to approach things a different way?
Yeah, I think the best way to think about it is a play is, rather than the finished product, it's very much a blueprint. That sort of opens up that discussion of collaboration with all the other artists. So usually for this one, we're starting with the director, Luke Rogers, and we sort of had discussions back and forth. So automatically there's room in that text for more than one creative. And I think that's the exciting thing that keeps drawing me back to theatre, is that it is a very democratic art form where you've got to take on people's opinions and sometimes ignore them, but usually they've got good ideas because everyone wants it to be the best they can. So it's kind of a bit of a cheat. I imagine if a novelist was writing a novel and then someone came up and said, you should do this. It's like, oh, good. So it's very much it's a team activity. So
and so what was Luke Rogers' idea of it? What was he feeling that you needed to have in this play?
I think the thing that we kept coming back to was going, what's the human story behind this thing? Because that's sort of the thing that theatre can do best, I guess, is thrust humanity to the centre of stories. And even over this rehearsal process with Luke, it sort of changed into a much warmer and complex and human story. What I thought was quite, I guess, exploratory or forensic has become something where there's humans on stage and it's very, I don't know, relatable is not the best word for it, but I think there's stuff in there that you can just sort of, you get it and you move forward, and it's kind of, I'm really excited to put it in front of an audience, really.
Things that speak to you.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. All right, any other brilliant things that are coming into this production that you need to tell us about?
I think it's one of those things, we discussed it earlier in the week, but it's kind of exciting to be talking about technology in a room where you have to turn off your phone and you have to listen and you have to draw your attention in for an hour and a half. So we're sort of, if that's the most we can do to contribute to this discussion, I think that's the exciting stuff that Darlinghurst Theatre Company's doing there.
And if we're talking to perhaps some older listeners, they're probably going to learn a lot from this, aren't they?
I think it's one of those things that approaching each scene, I really didn't want to land on any character's side. I wanted to sort of reach the end of each scene that it's sort of a stalemate between characters, that really we haven't worked out the etiquette or the morals or any of the templates around this sort of stuff. So hopefully this sort of continues and actually gets us having that discussion in a more public space rather than figuring out what to do with our phones by ourselves, I guess.
Yes. All right. Well, look, it sounds really interesting. I think people should get out there and see this as well. This is Darlinghurst Theatre Company's production called In Real Life. And we're starting. When are we starting? We're starting pretty soon.
Start previews on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we open on Tuesday. So, right. Yeah, very soon.
Yeah, very, very soon. Okay. All right. Well, I won't say good luck because that's always bad luck, but I'm sure it's going well. Thank you, Julian Lanick, for speaking to us here on Stages.
Thanks so much.